It's Beth. Okay, it's, of course, New Year's Day. This is episode 50. I'm 65, I know it, and I've never felt wise, but I think I've got something. I think I can figure out how to make it, this whole New Year's resolution thing, disappear. I looked up the word resign in the dictionary. It means accept that something undesirable cannot be avoided. So I want to have New Year's resignations. Nothing can be fixed. Everything's as good as it's ever going to be. And it's the year 2020, and I want to know if I'm going to get my eyesight restored. But it doesn't work that way, I'm sure. Why am I always putting out for the new year? Why isn't the new year ever doing anything for me? That's my question. I'm sick of it. The whole New Year's resolution thing, I have fallen for it 50 times. 50. And it never worked out, not once. Why can't I just be happy? One year, when I was in my 20s, I even started this when I should have just been happy. I tried to quit smoking, and I had been great at it. I had loved every cigarette I ever had. I had a cigarette case and a cigarette lighter. That's how Lauren Bacall I got about the whole thing. And, tried to quit, and it was horrible, and it taught me what an idiot I was and how I have no backbone, okay? If that's what I'm supposed to learn about New Year's, I have had many lessons. One year, I was awarded 17 pounds by the Menopause Association. I could not get rid of these pounds, and so all my clothes weren't fitting, which meant that I was going to have to go shopping. So, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose the 17 pounds that very night. Like magic, all of my eating disorders came back. I mean, they flooded back, like even down to like laxatives. It was like in 2 seconds. I was on the scale from 12 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning, 50 times. So insane. Just, whoa, I had to just put that one away. That was, you know, I'm like a house of cards. I mean, I'm this close to being crazy. I'm like, the two little pigs in those horrible little houses that the wolf just knocked down. That's how strong my foundation is. Oh my God, that one was scary. So, but you know, I kept going and basically this is the best I can do. Okay, I got better at one thing, I feel. In all these years, I was... Thank you notes, okay? I used to be in the girl world, which there's a rule book for girl world. And I was a criminal in the thank you note department. An absolute criminal. Now I'm better because I actually get it done because, texting is a thank you note, right? Oh my gosh, I can hear you all out there going, no, no. I know it's not a stamp and a letter and effort and all that and beautiful cursive handwriting, but in finding the stamp was the hard part always and an envelope that fit the letter. Why can't it be okay? Why can't we lower our standards? The girl book has remained the same all these years and it's too hard. That's the world I want to live in. A world where she's doing her best doesn't sound awful. It's just a dream. And then maybe 3 times. Okay, this resolution thing has been so hard for me because I really start out every year feeling like a jerk, like a loser. Okay, so 3 times I made this resolution during my most busy years to be more organized. Because it really shouldn't take 20 minutes to find your car keys every single time. It really probably shouldn't. But I was willing to believe that maybe it does. And then I didn't think it was a problem until my toddler always knew where the keys were. He kept them right by his side because he wanted to go. He loved leaving the house. So he, when your toddler is in charge of your keys, it's and where your purse is, you know you got a problem. But this problem, it had been addressed. It's been addressed beautifully. because we keep moving to smaller and smaller houses, and our house is so small now that I can almost see the keys at all times. Nothing can get away from me in this house. I can't lose anything. I can't misplace anything. There's no place to put it. So that one is, that's great. Here's another natural fix. 6 years in a row, I made the New Year's resolution, woo-hoo, to stop being lazy. I am naturally lazy. I am gifted in the lazy department. I don't even think it's lazy. I'm a sloth, and I thrive. I don't get bed sores. Nothing bad happens. It's like I can sit and watch television for 8 hours. I learned this from my father. Great skill. I mean, probably I'm being, you know, I'm ashamed. I can binge a whole series. I can really do it for 12 hours straight. And I know people think that's a problem. But, so I resolved myself to fix it. And I bought those planners and I filled in things I was supposed to do every day, like go to the gym. That was funny. Bake. It really was. I wish I still had it. I wish I still had it because it's funny. But I can't read. Reading novels was on that list. That was a great list. But basically, I failed miserably at this. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing that I failed miserably, even trying for 6 years with that planner thing. You remember the thing with the Velcro? Oh my, mine was gray and it was patent leather. I just felt like a lawyer would have it. So, cost a lot of money too, which I felt really made it a good plan. But anyway, it failed miserably at this. Miserably. But now that I'm 65, it's a good thing it failed miserably. Because being a sloth and the life I live now, which is at a crawl, is actually the perfect fit for a lazy person. Having one thing to do every day, it's my speed. So be careful what you wish for, what you work on, because maybe in the long run, which actually I'm going to be old for much longer than I was ever busy as a mom, in the long run, this is working out perfectly. I am not bored. I think my life is thrilling. It's great. So I've got that now. This was a terrible New Year's resolution year. During the hellish, inconceivable last throes of menopause, which I wasn't very good at, I told everyone that my New Year's resolution, well, this is after I learned to love the 17 pounds that I couldn't get rid of. And so I'm really the throes of the end of menopause, which actually is very difficult. I don't care what medication you're on. You know, you're not fooling anybody. It's a mess. So during this last hurrah of menopause, I told everyone that I was going to make my New Year's resolution to be kinder. Well, that one backfired spectacularly. Everyone smiled when they heard that. Even the mailman. Oh my God. I was furious. They should have read the libretto I forgot to send them. They should have known that the answer to this question was, the answer to my New Year's resolution of being kinder was, no one could be kinder than you, Mother. Mother. No one ever called me that either. Mom. No one could be kinder than you, Mom. No one could be kinder than you, sweetheart. And the mailman should have said, you're my favorite house. But instead, I get this like sigh of relief from everyone. Oh my God. And that's another thing. No one has ever called me sweetheart. And as far as I know, there has never been a Northern Belle. We never had a Scarlett O'Hara movie about people from the North. The most, you know, alluring New Yorker woman that all the beaux wanted. We never had that. So you can't blame me if I'm not sweetheart E or dress like Scarlett or understand how to put mascara on or what blush is really for. I mean, I was putting it on my nose. It's just like, and I drink enough, I don't need it there. But, you know, all these problems just surfaced during this moment when they all smiled and looked relieved. So Be careful with these New Year's resolutions and who you talk to about them. Just really, really, really be careful. I can see that I'm getting all worked up. I can see that this sweetheart, kinder thing is still a live bomb. And I buried it alive, and I have to change the subject very, very quickly. So, oh my gosh, I'm sweating. That's rough. So let's just change it. That's the other thing about resolutions. You look back and you cringe. If you're brave, you look back on all of them that you made and you cringe. So I say, forget it. Forget it. And here's another tip, a health tip. Don't go eating those putrid, and I mean putrid tasting black-eyed peas. If you happen to be in Texas or you heard about this, it's a lucky thing. You're supposed to eat black-eyed peas and you'll have luck, you know, as if Texas has been lucky. Well, not all the years. Anyway, I don't even know when this started, but I was into it, totally into it. And the can even smells bad when you open it up. These are the black-eyed pea people invented this because they couldn't sell them and pigs wouldn't even, I'm sure pigs wouldn't even eat them. They are, I don't even know what another word for putrid is. Putrid is the word. So, you know, grease is the word. Putrid is the word. So, anyway, don't eat them for good luck. I gave it the college try. I ate an entire can of these disgusting smelling beans. I don't care what you put them in. Black-eyed pea caviar. Give me a break. Don't even use the word caviar and black-eyed peas. It doesn't work. So, forget it. But I did it. Because one year I thought I was really close to selling a screenplay. So I ate an entire can of black-eyed peas. And I suffered 2 days. I had black-eyed pea poisoning. And I mean, you kind of get the drift. It was, what's a nice word for diarrhea? There isn't one. Okay. It was black-eyed pea poisoning, and it was for real. So be careful with that one. Be careful with all of it. Just give yourself a break. New Year's resignations. I'm not changing anything. It's a better word. Resignation. New Year's resignations. Ha! When the ball falls, just say that. It's a better word. It's a better plan. Just admit it. Nothing's getting better. Nothing's getting better. We could keep next year as good as this year? That's amazing. That should be the goal. Because it ain't getting better and it's going to get worse. So my suggestion is to everyone that loves you, tell them to hop on board the love train while it's still moving. Okay? This is the best I can do. I'm going to make that sound good. This is the best I can do. It's the best she can do. It's like, they say it like that. It's the best she can do. No, let's change it. It's the best she can do. Wow. She's still moving. She still gets up out of that chair all by herself. She's amazing. Wow. And I'm going to eat everything I want because I don't know. Why shouldn't I? Well, I still can digest it. I'm eating it. That's the plan. I'll be at First Cafeteria soon enough. Just leave me alone. I'll be eating vegetables that are already eaten for you soon enough. I'm going out in a blaze of glory, man. I'm getting dessert everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. So I feel better already. And I'm going to say it one more time. It's the best she can do. It's starting to sound good to me. It's really starting to sound good. So just think about it. Take it easy. Relax a little bit. Life is supposed to be fun. Especially when it's a day off. It's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to have a good time. And there's football games and there's nachos and there's all kinds of happiness to be had. Don't get your panties in an uproar. Just relax. Be happy. This is life. So, anyway, that's my tip. Lay back. Enjoy yourself. Don't clean the kitchen. Take the day off. Nothing's gonna change. And it's all, oh my gosh, my kids used to say this expression and I hated it because they just had a speeding ticket or something. They would say, Mom, it's all good. But you know what? it's all pretty good. And you don't need to have a resolution to fix yourself. I think it's fine. I think we're fine. We're 65. Come on, man. This is great. We're still talking. We're still having fun. We still want to go places. This is beautiful. We've changed what 65 looks like. Let's not go crazy and do Lululemon outfits and marathons. And who cares? That's insane. That's not fun. I've never seen anyone ever running and they're smiling. Never. Not in my life. And those bicycles where you're in this like weird position in that crazy outfit. Come on, man. There's more fun to be had at a bar, drinking with your friends, having some pretzels, which I wish they would bring pretzels back because I like them. So anyway, that's it. New Year's resignations. This is it, baby. Take it or leave it. Anyway, I'll have more later. Just wanted to bring it up, give it a thought, think about it. And I'll be back soon. I'm not going to the movies. I have been to too many rotten movies. I'm not even talking about them. They're so rotten. Ugh. So anyway, I'm just going to stay home and eat today because it's a good day. No beans. A good day is a day without black-eyed peas. They call them peas. They're not peas. They're beans. They do the things to your body that beans do. That is a whole subject. Just take my word for it. Be safe. Don't eat them. Eat one. Just one if you have to. I don't think your bowels will explode if you do it that way. But anyway, have a wonderful day. It's a day off, right? Wherever you are, it's a day off. Enjoy. Thanks. Bye-bye.